This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
Nobody!
And I'm Vincent, your host, and just a little bit left to this article here, which ties greatly into the next one. So the governor of Michigan is upset that the peasants are revolting against...
But she's not too appetizing herself.
Yeah, no, Serene, not at all.
They always think the peasants are revolting, but hey, that's what people look like when they're not all rich and pampered, you know?
And I mean, evil, you know, being an evil, tyrannical status, I mean, it does something to you, right? Like what was it, Dick Cheney is almost like 100 years old, and the man literally has no heartbeat, right? He has like an artificial heart, but he certainly isn't pretty to look at, neither is Soros.
Well, I'm glad he finally got an artificial one, because it was clear he didn't have a working one.
So the governor here says, when you think about the fact that this is a state of almost 10 million people, the vast majority of whom are doing the right thing, she added. Yeah, but you're being scared little chicken, little sheeple.
The economy shut down, getting us in for another Great Depression.
Oh, yeah, and in some people's cases, refusing to go back to work even if her jobs are opened again because they want
to
keep getting
the unemployment. Risking their lives to go to work since the beginning of time. Going out and hunting a mastodon ain't easy. I'll bet. I've never done it. I hope I never will. But there has always been a risk of death when you go out to earn a living. And that's just something that we need to know that that's a reality.
Oh, that's true. But a lot of people are afraid to go back to work. But also, on the other end, there's a lot of people who don't want to go back to work because they're making more money just sitting on their ass collecting unemployment than they would otherwise by actually going to work now. So,
yeah,
I mean, what's the point?
Absolutely.
Right? The government is literally paying people not to work.
Right. Which, you know, raises the price of labor at a time when labor is not as efficient as it would normally be because it is deprived of capital to work with. You know, they don't have the tools and the factories that are now being locked up by the government and shut down by their employers.
And so she says here, and finally, the behavior you've seen in all the clips is not representative of who we are in Michigan. Well, that's evident, because if that was representative of who they were in Michigan, then the entire state, the state would be doing much better than the rest of the country, because I've seen, the most, the whole protest movement began
in
Michigan.
Well, in one way, it is doing better than the rest of the country, and that's in that way, is people standing up, and I'm a native Michigander, and I am proud to see people standing up in my home state. And I think it's an example that that New Hampshire can learn from, because we've been somewhat more subdued in our response, although we have had some really good events up here.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and hopefully the best is still yet to come. State police were there, and they said that laws would be enforced. They wouldn't allow brandishing or people stay, not social distancing. Which, I mean, at a protest, how could you social distance at a protest, and why?
Yeah, when's the last time you saw them social distancing when they're signing the new bill?
Oh, yeah.
Are they wearing masks? No.
I haven't had a chance to see
them. They're too important. That's for the peasants.
And I just want to follow up here. So this is a poll from articles from thedailycaller.com. A new survey found that 55% of Americans are against protests that demonstrate dissent from current public health restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the coronavirus.
What was that percentage?
55% of Americans are against.
So slightly over half.
Wait,
I've been on way less popular sides of issues before. And the other thing is, it's interesting the way they phrased that. They phrased it as they were opposed to the protests. Now, when they do these polls, they ask a lot of questions. What that indicates to me is that they quoted it that way because if you included people who were opposed to the drastic measures being taken by the state, but also philosophically opposed to the idea of going out in the street and protesting, I think you might get a different response from that. Because I'm seeing, you know, the people I'm talking to at Burger King, because I live in the drive-thru now, the people that I talk to at Walmart, they're all telling me that this is an overreaction.
Yeah, and that's why I see that. As I said, you know, it's so difficult to trust polling now. But just a few details here into demographics. Democrats are more adamant to disagree with a protest than Republicans, with 67% to 51% split, according to the poll. But overall, only 8% believe a protest should be allowed to continue with zero restrictions. Only 8%, which is very scary.
Well, you'll almost never hear anybody say in the modern day that anybody should be permitted to do anything without any restrictions.
Yeah, that's a good point, so it should be expected. The margin of error for the poll is plus or minus 4.2 percentage points, and it was taken by the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research and the University of Chicago Divinity School. So, yeah, they polled 1,000. I just like the methodology. They polled 1,002 adults as part of the probability-based Amerispeak panel. And it was conducted between April 30th.
See,
and
I'd say there's a high probability that that's doublespeak.
And so now we go to the on-air Discord call-in line where Dave from New York has been waiting patiently. Thanks for the call, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Most people know that I am not a hermit. You know, I always like to go out and do...
Most people have no idea who you are, sir. You overestimate your own renown.
Most people know who I am. Most people know who I am.
Most people know who you are. There's like 7 billion humans in the world.
He's talking about listeners and people on the Discord. So, yes, go ahead, Dave.
The listeners, yes. Because most people, like, you know, they know who I am, and I don't like staying home, and because, you know, most people, they're like, you know, I like to go out and do things, but everyone is wearing these stupid face masks that I can no longer stand it. And this guy Mark Malnow, he's trying to run for Dutchess County, whatever. I have written him email. He's doing a live Facebook tomorrow around like 5:30. He did it this past Wednesday, yesterday, and I have sent him emails asking him questions, and he has not been getting back to me. I want to know when bank branch lobbies are going to open. I want to know when the libraries are going to reopen. I want to know when the malls are going to reopen.
He doesn't care what you want. He doesn't work for you. He's a politician. He regards himself as your owner, and he does not feel any sense of duty to you.
He's not an owner.
Well, he thinks he is. So the first thing to do is to throw the bum out.
Well, he's
and the second
office,
thing
he's,
is,
he's only running.
Don't let anybody else take his job. Nobody should be in control of government because there shouldn't be any government to control.
Hey, nobody, how about you shave all of that beard off your face because it would look a whole lot more better. Anyway, I am trying to get a hold of Mark Malnow because I don't like the way things are going right now. It's pissing me off. I can't stand seeing people in face masks. Like, I used to look at women and think of them as, like, you know, like a hot commodity. Like,
okay.
That's pretty sexist if you're looking at women as objects,
Dave. I hate to burst your bubble, bro, but even though I agree to them, sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Dave. We're out of time. Yeah. All right. So, excuse me, everybody. So, I mean, we're all on edge, right? We're all on edge. And it's, you know, it's stressing out. It's stressing everybody out. And I don't think there's going to be an end to it because the majority of Americans apparently are against these protests.
Well, so mental health is going out the window.
So 855-450-FREE if you'd like to call in. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet, a Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
whole network.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we are joined in studio by...
Nobody.
And I am Vincent, your host for tonight. And... this is just a short article I want to get into before we go to the phones here. We're talking about... we ended on some bad news before, right? In the previous segment, we ended on some bad news. We talked about how a majority of the population, at least I was polled, says that they do not support the anti-lockdown protests. Well, now here I have some a little bit of good
which
news.
Which is not necessarily to say that they do support the lockdown. A lot of people take exception to the very act of protesting. I mean, there are people who are generally principled libertarians, but hate my guts for doing civil disobedience just because they think it's a bad tactic.
And that's a shame because, you know, people need to get over it now because we got to do something.
There are people
now.
Who think it's not an unreasonable thought. I just don't think it's a correct thought.
But before we go to that, let's go to the phones where we have Dave from Michigan waiting patiently, listening over WKHM. Thank you, Dave, for the call. What's on your mind? Dave, you there?
Dave's not here.
I just want to give a quick shout out to my buddy, Captain Steve Boyle, hanging on. Holding down the fort with Talkback Jackson here on WKHM 970 AM. With that, I'm going to go down up to the Capitol now, and Mr. Phil Robertson of the Michigan Militia was interviewed today.
Nice.
And he said that they were there on a peacekeeping mission, and that they were there to protect the citizenry of or the residents of Michigan from. The police state of the state police and the special tactics and whatever they did.
And that's the job of the militia, is to tell the officials that when they step out of line, to let them know they had better get back in line or they will be cut out of line because they do not rule us by right.
And
we can take back any consent that we have given them at any time.
And I want to ask you, Dave, so in New Hampshire, we can't have militias per se because there's a legislation
nonsense.
Against quote, private armies, right? That's why there's no big... But in Michigan, you know, I've heard there's a big
nonsense.
Militia movement.
Hey, there are militias in New Hampshire. You may not be aware of them because they are relatively low-key here.
Because of the RSA that says you're not allowed to have private armies and paramilitary.
Maybe
I mean, I'm not saying
that,
it's good. I'm not saying it's legal. I'm just saying that it exists. So what is the what's the public perception of a Michigan militia among the average, you know, among the people of Michigan, Dave?
Well, they had that one barber up there, the 77-year-old barber from Owosso in Shiawassee County. That's only about 20-25 miles east of the Capitol over there. And they protected him from those cops coming in there. Then the Chicken Littles had to come in there, and they had to suspend his license. The guy is just trying to make a living because he's a 77-year-old man, never been on unemployment in his life. Okay, probably. And he filed for it twice, and they denied him. He just wants the right to make a living. But I had my own single act of defiance here. I'm calling in my backyard, and there's a cop who lives over here. And just before you guys got me on the phone and I was on hold, I had to take a leak, and I just looked over there, and I pretended that I was peeing on that cop. And that's me, because I am tired of this stuff. We're tired of Whitmer, and we're ready for a revolution here in Michigan.
All right.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, bro. I really am, because I mean, I've been asking myself for decades, when they come and raid a gun dealer, Why isn't somebody standing up for him and saying you cannot drag this man to prison when he has not committed any crime under the Second Amendment?
Well, because if you stand up to the police in any meaningful way, you either get lethal injection or the electric chair anymore. I don't think so.
You know, it there comes a time when live free or die means live free or die fighting. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he meant to say when he said it. He said, live free or die. Well, death is not the worst of evils.
Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm there, Dave. Keep fighting the good fight and keeping the state of Michigan as free, at least as can be. Thank you for the call. Now we go to David in Chester, Virginia. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to call her to talk about how divisive everything has become. It's like I go to the stores now, and when I see people wearing the masks, as much as I want to sympathize with them, at some point it feels like they're becoming the enemy almost. Like, I can identify them. They're the ones who seem to be threatening my future because they're willing to go along with all the coronavirus stuff.
Well, I agree to the extent where the people who are, like, you know, a lot of people, like my mother, you know, visited me today. She was wearing a mask. It's for her safety and others. At least that's what she says. And a lot of people are doing it because they're scared. I would say the enemy are the people who aren't just, you know, wearing a mask, minding their own business. They're the ones who stop, take time out of their day to either call the police on you, call the management on you, or shame you out of wearing a mask.
Anybody who calls the police on you at any time, unless you're actually, like, killing or physically hurting somebody, is doing evil.
What say you, Dave?
Well, I believe that all the people who have just gone along to get along and are doing the same thing now, at some point become your enemy because they're just going to keep shoving stuff down their throat and they're just going to keep on taking it. And they're just going to go, oh, well, we'll just keep going. And so that means I've got to go along with it, too. And at some point, it's just so counterproductive that it's detrimental to everybody.
But it really doesn't, because it doesn't really matter what the sheep think, does it? I mean, these are people who are going to follow the crowd, go along to get along, and believe whatever the mainstream media tells them. So their opinion isn't really that important because they're not going to fight for their opinion. You know, they're not going to put themselves at personal risk for their opinion. They're believers of government propaganda.
Anything else you'd like to add, Dave? David?
No, I just wish this would all just go away.
I agree 100%. You know, hang in there. There's more allies and people against this than you probably think, at least I hope. That's cool. We had three callers named Dave in a row. That's funny.
Dave's not here.
855-450-3733. I'm like, 855-453.
We should write that down for you, bro.
It is. I know, but I got the arrangement mixed up. All right, you're listening to Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to talk about how experts are raising concerns over caution fatigue. And yeah, people are getting fed up with this, too. So maybe it's some good news. All right, here we go. I'll do it again. 855-453, F as in freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Here, got it that time.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said his committee is opening a wide-ranging inquiry into the Russia investigation, but rejected President Donald Trump's call to bring in former President Barack Obama to testify. Graham said, to say we're living in unusual times is an understatement. The Judiciary Committee will first look into the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its prosecution of Flynn, as well as actions by the Obama administration during the Russia probe. Graham also said the committee will look into potential abuses of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act during a probe of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. The FBI identified Page during the early days of its investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 campaign and secretly targeted his electronic communications. The Judiciary Committee will also look at whether Robert Mueller should have been appointed as special counsel in the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News. Republican Senator Richard Burr has announced he will step aside from his position as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee amid a Justice Department investigation into stock trades he made prior to the market's plunge from the spread of coronavirus. The announcement followed a dramatic escalation of the FBI's probe of Burr. A senior Justice Department official confirmed that Burr provided his cell phone to investigations after his lawyer was served with a subpoena. Burr has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing for a sale of up to $1.7 million in stocks, with many trades involving industries hit hard in the wake of COVID-19 spread throughout the U.S. JCPenney's is giving millions of dollars in pay bonuses to top executives as the department store chain reportedly teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. The 118-year-old company is one of many retailers that was forced to temporarily close its stores as the coronavirus spread across the United States. JCPenney, which has 90,000 employees, would join Neiman Marcus and J. Crew among retailers that went bankrupt since the virus struck. This is USA Radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. But you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent, and I want to talk to you
future
about...
future Governor of New Hampshire.
And I want to talk to you about ForkFest 2020. Now, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You could simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. party. And I've, despite, it was a little bit up in the air whether or not, you know, the campground's going to be open because of Sununu's, what, phase two or whatever awful plan.
Well, we're going to find a place to do this.
Well, and as far as we know now, right, as of at least this week, it will be happening, right? Yeah. So it will be happening. So there's no reason to wait till the last minute to reserve. It will be happening as far as we know, unless something really bad happens, which I doubt.
Yeah.
I have been, Sununu has proven me wrong before, so yeah, I probably shouldn't be too sure about myself, but
I mean, something really bad has already happened.
That's true.
You know, people we know have lost their businesses. At least one person I know who's a former boss of mine. I used to work for him as a dishwasher, and he was a really good boss, and he had to shut down.
That's unfortunate.
And yeah, it was sad. It really is.
Well, so I do have some somewhat positive news here. This is from One American News, OANN.com, and so it's how experts are warning of a caution fatigue in the United States. So the experts are raising...
I've been suffering that since the 70s.
Well, in this case, it's unnecessary caution.
Experts
are raising the alarm over caution fatigue, the loss of motivation to maintain safety guidelines related to COVID-19 as stay-at-home orders drag on. Yeah, me, I got caution fatigue like as soon as it was 3 weeks. Right, originally it was 2 weeks to stop the spread, and then now it's a month to stop the spread. And after a month, I'm like, all right, this is a total.
See,
total
I got caution fatigue when they started putting stickers on everything. So, you know, so that stupid people wouldn't kill themselves.
Yeah,
and it's like, if the stupid people don't kill themselves, what are they going to do? They're going to make more stupid people. And this is how you defeat Darwin. So from time to time, I think what's going to happen is societies will just get so protective of people that they will grow up a mass of useless people around them, and they will eventually drown in their own excess of luxury, and that will bring on a newer and darker age.
Well, it reminds me of an anecdote I heard about the Grand Canyon, right? So now the Grand Canyon, there's like the U.S. part of it, and then there's this tribal nation part of it. On the U.S. side of it, people would die and fall off, despite there being railings, and very few people in comparison would die on the Native American side of the Grand Canyon, because there is no, and this is just an anecdotal story I heard, because there's no railing, and when they'd ask, well, you know, why do you think that is? It's because, well, you know, what idiot is going to fall off when there's no, you know, what idiot is going to get too close when there's no railing? So it's like you're not allowed to have dodgeball in schools anymore. And, you know, kids are, I don't know if they're becoming more brittle. Like back when I was in school, people are in casts all the time. I've never broke, you know, and I played sports a decent amount of my life, and I've never been in a cast or broken anything, which could be luck. But it's like by wrapping everything in bubble wrap,
maybe a result of engaging in athletics and therefore being in better shape, knowing how to fall.
That's possible. Although plenty of people I knew in athletics also had the cast, but it's like when you wrap everything in bubble wrap, it puts, you know, figuratively, gives people a false sense of security when really, you know, as you said earlier, nobody.
And it renders them physically and mentally weak.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if you're afraid, you don't have to go out and face that fear. Nobody should have to face a fear. Everybody's got to face a fear. That's life.
Exactly. It makes you strong. For it.
Exactly. Otherwise, you will bend over for the first person who comes along and tells you what to do. And that's exactly what we see this generation of Americans, for the most part, doing. Although I think that's going to change, because I think it's going to become clearer and clearer, the injustice of this, as time goes on.
Well, the experts might agree with you, at least the one they interviewed. As many parts of the U.S. remain on lockdown, psychologists have said some people are starting to feel burnt out. Quote, you could consider caution fatigue to be similar to like a battery. Initially, you may have been energized and positively focused on the gains of following pandemic safety behavior, but as the virus has continued, the virus is never going to stop. It's the government that's continuing, and the safety measures are prolonged. We're starting to focus on the negative, feel physically and mentally depleted, Dr. Jacqueline Golan, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine said.
A big part of the purpose of our lives is to be out interacting with people, to be out working, producing, putting food in somebody else's mouth, putting clothes on somebody else's back
in
exchange for the things that you need. And so if you take away that important function that we trivialize, and you take away the right to socialize and the right to be out there and the right to gain enjoyment from what you do, then there is no point. It's like being in jail.
And, people need fresh air. They need sunlight. They need exercise. They need to interact with other people. And, the government thinks it's going to be, if anyone who believes in this thinks it's a good idea to keep people just cooped up inside, with Netflix and booze for months, for years on end, some people are suggesting, then, you got another thing coming. It's going to be like a nightmare scenario.
I mean, the bottom line is when any species gets too populous, nature comes along and it kills some of them. And that's how it works. It doesn't matter if they're deer having a famine or if they're humans dying of a disease. There comes a point, a natural point, when if we pack ourselves that tight, a bunch of us are going to die. And that's just part of nature balancing itself. It's how the world works.
So according to officials, a constant state of being on high alert over your safety can take a toll on your body, both physically and mentally. Residents across the U.S. have voiced their concerns over what they're calling a restrictive lockdown measures. It's no surprise many of them are among the millions who are unemployed and going hungry. Some continue to follow guidelines, but others aren't seeing an end in sight.
And they have no control over their own fate. Thugs with guns do.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping that Trump is right when he says things are going to get back to normal. But I mean, I think it's I guess it's going to depend on the governor. Now they have a whole new thing. Now their next weapon.
When did
using
we become the property of the governor?
Oh gosh, I probably wasn't alive to back at a point when people considered themselves fully free. I mean, it's like I think it's because of social studies, quote social studies class. They don't teach history in schools; they teach social studies, which teaches the social contract theory of like,
into a socialist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have civic virtues. I remember all of this very, very vividly because I was always very good in social studies as a student in public school. All the time I wasted caring about that. But they say, you have civic virtues, you have a duty to the society, and I mean, it's probably like one would imagine the Soviets and the Nazis teaching.
You've
kids
got
the communist
a
Chinese.
Social contract, really? Well, tell me exactly what it says, and then show me my signature.
Well, yeah, what benefit do we get from it? Right, absolutely nothing. 855.
Say it again.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Some of the people who make it possible. I want to thank our gold amplifier, Ron Pepper. Right, gold amplifiers.
It's a good thing.
I forget the exact amount of it. That's something Ian would know. But gold amplifiers. You pay a bit of money every month to support the show. You get access to many perks, and it keeps the lights running here. It keeps the equipment all new and maintained, and we greatly appreciate it. So I just want to give another very special thank you to Ron Pepper for amplifying with us. And if you'd like to get your amplify with us, to get your name read on the air, or you can amplify anonymously, your choice, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. So once again, thank you, Ron, for being a gold amplifier. So now we go to the phones here, where David in New Mexico is calling in. Welcome, David. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Governor, as of Saturday morning, has ordered that you shall not be allowed out in public in the state of New Mexico unless you got a mask. So you better bring it if you want to come here.
Well, I don't want to go there.
I don't know why anyone would ever want to go to New Mexico at all, but thanks for the heads up. So are you facing if you don't wear a mask in public?
There's a reason I'm in the live free or die state.
That's right. Well, you have probably noticed that's the whole purpose of my calls, is to keep people from coming to the state of New Mexico and spending money here.
Why don't you get out?
Well, because they're holding my children hostage.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So, yeah. Has anyone been prosecuted yet, or is everyone going along with it like a bunch of good little boys and girls?
Well, I'll let you know on Saturday. She gave the order today, and it goes into effect Saturday at dawn or at midnight or something. And she put out orders. Michelle Lujan Grisham, she put out orders to shoot to kill anybody not wearing a mask.
Shoot. Okay, no, you got to be messing around with me. She didn't do that. I mean, I was born I wasn't born yesterday. So
we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Yeah. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill.
So what are the punishments?
I'm not necessarily buying that that's exactly what was said, but I
No, that's just what she was thinking. That's just what she was thinking. What she ordered is that everybody must wear masks when they're in public spaces starting Saturday. Except, guess what? There's no penalty if you're not, other than the mask Nazis that are out there chiding you for not wearing your mask.
Okay,
that will
be punishment. Okay, so that's not that bad. But my question is, why did she wait so long to do it now? I mean, like, you know, shouldn't she have done this, like, you know,
well,
2 months
ago? Well, the CDC was saying 2 months ago that we shouldn't wear masks.
Right. Well, I'm guessing the answer to your question, I'm guessing, is that they are the Democrat Party, what Lujan Grisham is a Democrat. I'm guessing that they are coordinating their efforts around the nation. And so the answer would be to look at other states, of their governors around the nation, and see what they have done and see if there is a pattern, and that I would speculate that her doing it now has something to do with other states that have done it recently.
You see, I think this thing is political in nature. You know, I don't understand exactly why they're doing what they're doing, but I don't believe them for a moment when they put forward their explanation.
Absolutely not. Thank you very much for the call, Dave from New Mexico. Please keep us informed on how that goes when it's enacted. I mean, I think that they're doing it for quite a few reasons. I think and it's mainly, you know, despite some, you know, Republican governors like Sununu, I think was the first state to reopen was Georgia, which is run by a, I guess, more like liberty-oriented Republican, yeah. Brian Kemp. But I think that one we're trying to do, you know, it's mainly a Democrat-led effort. You know, I understand the two-party duopoly and everything, but I mean, I do. It's in my belief that they actually do fight. They actually do fight each other. They agree on some things, but they fight each other on others. And I think that this is one not only just
true,
to take
all across
power,
the political spectrum.
For doing this to take, you know, to centralize power, right? Because they're at the end of the day, we're mm-hmm. all tyrants. For doing it to give her, you know, corporate buddies a bunch of money in the bailouts. And three, mm-hmm. I think that at least the Democratic governors are doing it so that Trump loses this upcoming election, because the number one thing Trump had going for him was an incumbent president. One, that the country isn't on fire mm-hmm. at war, a major war, and two, that the economy was doing well, the stock market was at record highs, and now the economy is terrible. It's, you know, we're seeing mm-hmm. depression level unemployment potentially, and I think that they're evil enough, right, and petty enough to, you know, take down the economy and have, you know, millions of people die mm-hmm. due to job loss and depression just so they don't see Trump win in November of this year.
Yeah, I mean, this could well be something where basically somebody paid off the Chinese to have a little epidemic in their country and then have a little epidemic in our country.
The Chinese are back to work now, right? China's reopened.
Yeah.
Despite, this evil, you know, this crazy, you know, this virus right. that's, you know, killing so many people. Yeah, China's back to work. And China was the one that, the country, right, that the World Health Organization and all these liberals and all these lefts that were praising their response, which was welding people into their homes, kidnapping people on the streets who they thought was sick, and
really beating them up in the process. I saw a lot of videos out of China, and some of them were ugly.
Oh, of people getting arrested?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And people being welded up into apartment buildings, which, that just doesn't make any sense.
It does if you're a democidal, right? You know, genocide is killing people. Democide is when the government kills people. A democidal communist regime, I mean, it makes total sense for them to do that. I think it's like what millions of phone users suddenly disappeared.
22 million people.
Oh, is that, which we don't know if they died or not, but that's, you know, that's and I mean, I think it very well could have been in Hong Kong. They used the coronavirus as an excuse to round up political dissidents, and Hong Kong has way more freedom than mainland China too.
Yeah, and then they don't like it having that freedom, because they're trying to translate that into political freedom, which is what the Chinese do not want anybody to have.
Or the Chinese government.
The Chinese government, you know, I think they most likely used it as cover to remove a large portion of dissidents from their economy. Or from the world, basically kill them.
And I think that's what the U.S.
If that's true, then that's an act that almost doubles the Holocaust.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the Chinese and the Soviets and the Chinese, they killed, or at least the Chinese definitely killed way more people than the Soviets and the Nazis combined through planned starvation, which is what we could be seeing.
Yeah, the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, when they killed everybody with an education.
Yeah, or anyone who's wearing glasses, like in Cambodia under the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot, and like Holodomor, which you don't hear about schools for some of these communist causes in the Ukraine. It was a planned starvation. And I think, you know, we're talking about, like, what, slaughtering pigs, slaughtering cattle, dumping milk in this country, and I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to either plan, I mean, at best,
nobody's explained
a depression, and at worst, a starvation.
Nobody has explained how people being sick means you have to dump milk on the ground. Nobody has ever explained how that's a good thing to do, because even if you're not going to get as much for it, you're going to get something for it. Bring a gallon to my house, I'll give you some money. If it's illegal, I don't care.
Yeah, and hey, Keynesian economists,
economists,
Keynesian voodoo, priests, or what, I don't know how they could justify reviews anymore, especially now. How does it work where there's increase in demand versus a steady supply, and yet I think what costs are also going up, but we're destroying the supply. How does that make any sense?
Yeah.
There's a demand. There's, people still have money at this point to buy it, and we're destroying all of it. We're slaughtering cattle. And because of, like, these contracts, we're not allowed to, I'd love to have sheep. I'd love to buy a sheep if you're going to kill it, or buy a pig, have a pet pig, or have my own pigs. But because of, like, these contracts, instead of, making money for the company by selling pigs just to, normal, like, small-time farmers, which, the U.S. government has essentially destroyed, and, taxes have destroyed the average yeoman, as Thomas Jefferson will call him, or sharecropper, or small farm, because of subsidies and inheritance taxes and stuff. No, you can't do that, right? Because of a contract, they have to slaughter all these pigs. So if you want any of these animals that are just going to be euthanized or gassed, right, so they can't be used, it has to be like a fall-off-a-truck situation, which is just,
eat some dollars and buy up some food, because buy up something of value, because that dollar is not going to be worth much.
Yeah, these people are evil and are trying to kill you. It was a great show, everyone. Thank you, nobody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see all of you tomorrow
at 7
p.m. Eastern. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.